careless and live kind of reckless when the world puts up fences. Bust down the gate, 'cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. No, you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done. So baby, let your heart loose, dreaming if you want to. Ride it like you're chasing the sun. Let your horses run. They polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious, yeah, that's truth. 'Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. No, you can't take the wind out of a hurricane. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.
Five is Jelly Roll.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days, losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide. then we all gonna be alright. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
It's New Country 93.5.
Well, if you've ever been into an interview that they asked you to do a couple of weird things, you want to stick around and hopefully share that story with us, because that's exactly what happened to Sasha's friend.
Yeah, and I feel like in this day and age, obviously depending what line of work you're in, there's a lot of opportunities to have these tests and aptitude examinations, and then you have to do various projects. It just seems way too complicated for a job that you might not even get.
I had to do wind sprints. For this job.
Oh.
Back and forth, back and forth.
I don't believe that because I can't see you
back and forth
doing well at that.
Back and whistle, back and forth. Timer, it's awful. But I'm here pretty quick.
No kidding.
All right, weird interview things coming up.
You call me up when you get lonely, make me feel like I'm the only one you love. And then I just can't get.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. And if you're interested, and if you're not, hey, I totally get it, but you missed something on the show today or yesterday or last week, we have it all compacted into a podcast wherever you do your podcasty things.
It's company on demand, so whenever's more convenient for you, if you have a second, you want to join in on the show, that's where you can find our podcast.
So Sasha's friend had to go through a couple of hoops here to, during, I guess, a job interview that I thought was okay. Hey, but you thought it was odd.
Oh, it's way too much, I think. So she has to do a PowerPoint presentation, yeah. which I mean, I've had to do little projects during job interviews before, but it's an hour long. So they give her some info, uh-huh. obviously, and they want her to build this PowerPoint. She has an hour to do it. Mm-hmm. She has to share her screen while she's doing it.
Right.
And that the idea of somebody watching me work for an hour, if I knew that that was a job requirement or a stage in the interview process, uh-huh. I would no longer want that job.
Now, why is that?
I would just rather, I don't want someone to watch me work. Like, I don't want them to watch me, like, type things and then have to
retype
them. And, yeah, like, because really, when you're building a PowerPoint, for instance, that's your creativity coming out of it. And you might need to, you know, trial and error a few things. I just don't want someone just sitting there.
But wouldn't they understand that? Like, that, you know, right? They expect
the creative process. Right. I get it. But I that just makes me so uncomfortable that they would be watching me while I work. And you know what? Depending on what the ask is, like what the final product is, I also don't want them using my intellectual property.
No, I can see that.
Especially in the event that I don't get the job. And doing an hour-long PowerPoint presentation, or it takes you an hour, for a job that you might not get, that's a lot.
It is, but there's a couple of fail safes there. Chances are they're not going to use it if they don't hire you because obviously they thought it was crap.
Right.
So there's number one.
Yes.
Number two, they want to know you can actually do it.
Yeah.
What's to say that you don't go away and get somebody else to do it and then submit it? You could do that.
Yeah, and you brought that up too when I talked to you about this before, and I do understand that
AI. Why don't I just go through AI and then let AI do it?
Like, they're probably not going to sit for the entire hour.
They're recording it.
Exactly. Yeah. And they'll like buffer it and go back and forth just to see what you're up to. But it just makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable. And to me, it's a big ask for, again, a job that you might not even get.
Wow. Okay. Darlene, same question. Anything odd that you're asked to do during the interview process?
Few like group interviews for summer camp where you have to do weird team building challenges.
That is weird.
Oh my gosh, like what?
Like, do you have to catch each other off picnic tables and stuff like that?
No, it was more like who could build the tallest tower out of this much masking tape and paper.
Actually, that would have been fun.
And you had a time limit.
That would have been fun. Like, I would have liked that.
That was a real like job interview task?
Yeah.
And some people didn't do well and didn't get the job?
No, I think it was more just to see how we worked together as a team.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Fair.
Could you imagine losing out on a job because you didn't have a good enough masking tape tower?
Yeah, 100%. And Darlene yelling at you like, Casey, you're doing this all wrong. What is wrong with you, man? Have you never seen masking tape in your life? Oh, yeah, I don't know. It tastes pretty good, though. This is the word. You're going to cost me a job, man. Blame everything on me. let's hire the dumb guy that licks the tape. He looks like he's fun. Darlene throws her hands up.
Caught herself a somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know. George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina.
said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
Hey everybody, it's Tim Hicks, proudly Canadian and proudly country.
New Country 93.5.
I'm gonna stomp my boots till the neighbors call the cops. I'm gonna put that boom back into the old boom box. I'll turn the die way up to 10. Then we'll turn it up again and wake up every house on the whole damn block. It's the calm before the storm. Don't say I didn't warn you. This ain't no Sunday morning coming down. It's gonna get loud like a 12 gauge, like a shockwave digging the ground. Loud like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd. Get loud like a speedway, gonna blow these speakers on out. It's the only way we know how. No, we ain't turning down. Gonna get loud. Everybody get loud. How's that sound to you? Sounds good to me. Drops down so low, gon' rat your teeth.
Yeah.
Now don't knock it till you try. You're gonna start a riot in this peace and quiet little town. It's gonna get loud like a 12 gauge, like a shockwave digging the ground. Loud like a freight train, like the roar of a hometown crowd. Get loud like a speedway, gonna blow these speakers on out. It's the only way we know how. No, we ain't turning down. Gonna get loud. Everybody get loud. Oh, get loud. Loud. Get loud.
Decided to add an interrupting cash cow to the new Country 93.5 roster, there were predictable results. For starters, she's been a bit of a bull in a china shop in the music department.
Oh, you need to leave.
But for all the chaos she's causing, she's winning the hearts of people all over Toronto with her famous moolah. How can you cash in and claim your $500? Well, when you hear her random moo interrupt the music, call 416-872-2935 faster than you can say, "Hey, who let this cow in here?" Mosey on over to newcountry935.com and we'll give you a daily heads up as to what song she's going to barge into next. The interrupting a cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Wendy's most important deal of the day has a fresh lineup. Pick any two breakfast items for $4. New four-piece French toast sticks, bacon or sausage wrap, biscuit or English muffin sandwiches, small hot coffee, and more. Limited time only at participating Wendy's. Taxes extra.
Get rewarded with the no annual fee PC MasterCard and get up to $750 back in points every year on everything that makes you, you. No limits, just rewards on your terms. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
We'll review your case for free and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornbloom Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
Hey there. How would you like to own an investment property with no money down? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. for my Simple Seminar webinar, where I will be giving away not one, not two, but three down payments for fully managed investment properties with no tenant interaction. To find out more about this incredible opportunity, go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment simple.
Get ready for Can't Miss Fun when you visit Mississauga. With more music, more events, more food, including Discover Egypt, May 16th to 18th in Celebration Square, and Rev Up the Fun, May 24th and 25th, it's Carousaga across Mississauga. Plus, visit Mississauga for free family movie nights, farmers markets, food trucks, and more. All happening at Celebration Square in the heart of Mississauga. Don't miss out on all the fun. See the full calendar of events at visitmississauga.ca.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West, and oakvilleinfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin, and we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites like Korean japchae, pad thai, soba noodle salad, and sweet chili udon, all added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery, but only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste.
Country, 93.5. If you just stumbled into the show, we're talking about weird interviews, whether it was a question they asked you or a couple of questions or something they asked you actually to physically do.
Yeah, I find a lot of businesses are almost giving people projects as they go through their interview process. And to me, like, you really have to evaluate how much is the job worth it, because sometimes it takes a lot of time out of your day.
If they ask you to do something special here, like, what's your threshold for this lousy place?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I mean, I did travel to try out for this position.
You're right.
I hopped on a plane and everything.
Yuck.
And so I guess that's probably, if it was one step further, no.
What would be one step further than that?
I don't.
If you want me to go to space, that's it.
That's it.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. And I don't want people like watching me while I do these projects either.
I'm watching you right now.
I know, and I don't like it.
I know you don't. Weird interview request coming up.
Somebody told me about this party. I guess the whole town knew.
Time. I think I just better show you.
Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. Just like heaven to me. You look like an angel of mine. But you might wanna slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Thanks for popping into the show if you just got here. Weird or odd interview questions a friend of Sasha's was asked during the interview process to put together a deck. She had 1 hour, but she had to share her screen while doing it.
Yeah, and that just makes me really uncomfortable. And I don't know if maybe you and I, Casey, live in this protected world where a lot of our job interviews are just... because we're personality hires, yeah. Maybe. So it's just like chatting. You don't really have to like do a project
long math.
Or show anyone no. anything. Oh, I've had to do that.
Really?
As well. I've had to do, yeah, like aptitude tests, right?
Oh, no.
And I remember I had to do that for when I worked for that plumbing wholesale company.
Gosh.
I did marketing. And there was literally like physics questions on it. Like, you know, this train is traveling at this miles per hour, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what does that have to do with putting up sales
Uber.
Posts?
It's just like, I hate trains. They're so unpredictable.
It was a weirdest
Dang.
Thing. Yeah. But I think some jobs just are like that, where you have to take these lengthy personality tests and then multiple choice tests. And then you have to do these projects. And I just think it's too much.
Well, you think about, you know, the other generation, let's say a generation behind even me,
mm-hmm.
they probably had like, two interviews that they had to go through in their entire working career because they stay at one place for so long.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And then they judged you on how good your handshake is and they hired
like,
you off that.
I looked you in the eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Seems like a good man.
Yeah. Yeah. You're hired. I'm like, of course I am. What do you know? I don't know. Learn on the job.
Yeah.
Right? That's
it's very
so true.
Different now.
And now I think the generation, like with maybe even my kids now, mm-hmm. that they're, how many interviews are they going to go through in their lifetime?
I know.
Like 12, 15?
Probably, yeah.
Right?
And that's just for one job, maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
And I can't even remember the last time I actually went through the interview process. I mean, I'm talking decades ago.
Whoa.
Decades ago.
So you're a little rusty if you had to do it.
You imagine?
Yeah.
Like if I had to do long math.
Mm-mm.
And then some sort of PowerPoint mumbo jumbo. They shared the screen with me. They'd see Pong going on.
Well, yeah, and you wouldn't even know how to share your screen. Too.
No. Do your camera's on. Your camera's off. Your camera's on. Your camera's off. Well, like, yeah, I know. I'm just seeing. Yeah. Yeah. You imagine that's like, what is this clown all
about?
Yeah,
that would not work out for you.
Cody, same question. Any odd, weird things you had to do during the interview process?
Oh, I have had a job where I had to write a test on it, yeah.
Really? Like what kind of test?
Oh, like a multiple choice test about questions about the job.
Yeah.
Oh. Hmm.
I think we'd fail if, you know, no kidding. Like if we had to write a test right now about this job.
Oh, gosh.
I think I did fail because I didn't get the job.
Oh, no. So you don't know how you did, but I guess, not getting the job tells you.
Oh, that's funny. What? And if you don't mind me asking, what kind of line of work was it?
It was for an arborist job, like doing tree work.
Oh, okay. Well, I get that, I guess. But isn't that one of the kind of things you kind of learn on the job while you go? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that it was a setup.
Yeah.
You know,
I've been set up.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if you stopped this world like you did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. But does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be. But I just got to tell you how I feel. Stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up. Your way since you walked in, but I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know a single word. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. First one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up, I'll be the first to call baby. Sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I've just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid in love, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby.
Baby.
If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girl, it's just a matter of time until you find that the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, oh, if he ever singles you up, if he ever singles you up.
The Battle of Ontario is in the rear view.
Our Leafs are rolling to round two. And New Country 93.5 is riding shotgun with our boys in blue on the road to the Stanley Cup. Toronto's new country is Leafs country. Let's ride.
If I was your drink, I'd get you buzzing and remembering things. Thinking about us, and girl, if I was your radio, I'd play our song every hour on the hour all night long. If I was your church, I would preach on forgiveness. If I was your phone, I'd call me out the blue. If I was your town, I'd be nothing but red lights, turning them tails into headlights. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never could go back. I swear to God I'd do it different than that. Turns out your mama was right. Yeah, you can do better, and it's gonna haunt me forever. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down that Mustang and I'd never look back. Pour gasoline on everything and strike that match. Get a cover-up tattoo, put me in that review. Yeah, girl, if I were you, my name, or bat the sky, get baptized in that goodbye rain. Heaven knows I can't undo all the hell I put you through. Yeah, girl, if I were you, I'd leave me too. I'd leave me too. But girl, if I were you, I'd pedal down.
New Country, 93.5.
Thursday, May 8th is McHappy Day, when every menu item purchased at McDonald's helps support families with sick children. So you can feel the good that comes from doing good, just from ordering.
So if I order a Big Mac, I'm helping.
Yup.
What about a McFlurry? 10-piece chicken McNuggets and apple pie?
You got it. Every single order helps. Join us at McDonald's for McHappy Day on Thursday, May 8th. Do good. Feel good. A portion of food and beverage sales will support RMHC chapters and local children's charities across Canada.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Spring is finally here, and there's no better time to start preparing your summer with the team at Energy Power Sports. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire, inviting you to come and meet us this Saturday, May 3rd, for our annual spring open house. Enjoy special deals throughout the stores on all things Sea-Doo, Can-Am On-Road, Can-Am Off-Road, as well as Mercury Marine, Alumacraft, and Manitou Pontoons. It's the big one. Visit us this Saturday, May 3rd, in Oakville. See you there.
This week at Real Canadian Superstore, the days are getting longer and the prices are getting lower. Buy pork side ribs only $2.49 a pound. Find more ways to save at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
The Blue Ridge Parkway in Virginia is praised by cyclists for its natural beauty and man-made curves. Back of the Dragon, admired by motorcycle enthusiasts for the ride through the Appalachian Mountains. And golf carts? Well, Virginia does have 220 courses open year-round. You weren't planning on walking all of them, were you? Plan your stay at virginia.org/Canada and find out why Virginia is for lovers of the outdoors.
Mark's Mega Sale is on now. Until May 14th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for spring, including all regular priced Wind River graphic tees and hoodies. Save 60% on now at Mark's and Mark's.com.
Renew Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills and make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park with a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
Where you learn matters. At Blythe Academy, the average class size of 12 means every student has a seat at the front of the class. From grades 4 to 12, the small class sizes allow dedicated teachers to nurture each student's talents and goals. Join an upcoming campus event where you and your child can meet the principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
Since you got gone, I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't missing you like crazy. Keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on the left, Jack on the right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. About this time you and I be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide double grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. On my own, girl, I might lose it, but I got buds to get me through it. I'm doing alright from the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing alright for the shape I'm in, sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell, but I don't care if you never come back, 'cause who needs you when I got friends like that. Yeah, girl, I got friends like that.
New Country Leafs playoff status check. Jersey stank? Mm-hmm. A foul funk worthy of a Ty Domi stare down. Playoff beard. Earning spousal side eye?
Ow!
Check. Cooler. Restocked for round two. Oh yeah. Let's keep it rolling. Toronto's new country is Leafs country. Go Leafs go.
New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info.
We are all officially in our homebody era. We love just chilling at home like a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you more about that coming up. How often and for how long do we need to vacation to actually get those health benefits? Studies show a week of vacation is ideal. However, shorter trips come with health benefits too. Even getting away for just a few days leaves people feeling less stressed and depressed than those who barely use their time off. I mean, that's not surprising.
Oh my gosh, I need at least 10 to 2 weeks.
To truly, like,
just
unwind.
Listen, this is a big bird to land, okay?
It takes you a while to simmer.
I'm cruising on the tarmac for a while. So it takes
circling the airport.
Yeah, it takes a little before I kind of get into the hangar.
Right.
Okay. So
traveling also gives people a chance to catch up on sleep that they might not get at home. So even if you're just like going down the road or you're not going for very long,
yeah.
It just allows you to sleep which a lot of us need, right?
Yeah.
And traveling and going on vacation can be good for your love life. Vacations that include new and challenging experiences are good for the romantic spark.
Absolutely.
And lead to more physical intimacy afterwards. Hey,
who doesn't want to go to Snowball, Ontario and get it on?
Yikes.
Yeah, this is good.
I'm not even going to touch that one. Staying in is the new going out. Wild nights on the town can be a lot of fun, sure, but new research suggests a lot of us, are in our homebody era. We are now twice as likely to want to stay in, even if we still kind of go out in the sense that we have people over and we're doing something.
Yeah.
We would much rather do it at home. Hanging out at home is obviously more of a comfortable environment for a lot of us. A lot of the big reasons why we enjoy it, it helps us save money.
Yeah.
I love this. It's easier to hear each other.
That's
one of the biggest reasons why I despise going out.
I know, Nan. You just don't like it at all.
I like to talk to people,
You like your quiet.
Yes, I sure do. Yeah. And another big reason why we just love staying at home is we can wear whatever we want.
That's just it too, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, let's just get that bra off and just let's get the tight pants off too. And I'm talking, I don't know what you're going to do, but that's just...
That's just you.
That's just me.
Okay, I love it. That's your info dump.
D's drive through. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice. I saw a man with a sign on the corner. I rolled my window down, handed him a dollar. That's when I heard her ask, hey, daddy, who's that? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road. Out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. Later on that day on the highway back home, I saw a lady in a black Mercedes yelling at her phone. She flew by me with her finger in the air, and I had to act like I didn't care. And that's when I heard her ask, daddy, why was she so mad? And before I could answer back, she said, daddy, can you please turn up the radio? Hey, what are you pushing with your feet that makes us go? Trees, why God put stingers on honeybees? It's crazy all the things she sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. One day I'll look back and I'll miss when my whole buckled in, saying, daddy, look, there's a plane in the sky. Are we there yet? Did you just see that dog run by? The squirrels have houses in the trees. Why would God put a stinger on a honeybee? It's crazy all the things he sees on the side of the road, out of that window beside her. I wish I could be more like her. My little dangling feet, pretty and pink backseat driver. My backseat driver. It's 7:30 in the morning in a Mickey D's drive-thru. Two muffins, one coffee, and a little bitty orange juice.
Hey, Canada, it's Nate Smith. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country.
Like there ain't nothing left. You set my world on fire. to the backyard. Your country is covered with New Country 93.5.
We could dance on the roof of your mama's old house. We could jump in the river, take the long way down. We could follow any road out of this town if we want to. We can tell everybody that we're somebody else. We can chase a little hell, raise a little hell. We can sneak into the pool at the dive motel if we want to. Hey, if you're ready, you know that I'm ready. Come on, come on, baby, let's go.
Leafs are on to round two, baby. But first, a victory lap. Whiskey for the men, beer for the horses. Toronto's new country is Leafs country.